Our area remains stuck in an unsettled weather pattern. We've had numerous days with showers and storms. We have more showers and storms on the map this afternoon. The continued threat for scattered showers and storms tonight and tomorrow. And then we'll finally see some drier air come in as we work into the mid part of the week. But for now, it's thunderstorm day again across New York and western New England. Showers and storms developed during the late morning and early afternoon hours. And some of these storms have been locally strong or severe. And we're going to have to watch for the potential for additional severe storms as we work through the next few hours. Storms will have frequent vivid lightning, strong gusty winds, hail, and of course some heavy downpours. And given the fact that we've had so much rain lately, the ground is very saturated. So as these heavier downpours come through, we are going to have to look out for some localized flash flooding. The threat for severe weather goes into this evening. It should tend to diminish during the evening hours, but the chance for showers and storms will continue past midnight as that frontal system very slowly moves from northwest to southeast. We'll look for some areas of fog to form, especially where the ground is damp, and temperatures will fall back into the 40s and 50s. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll have that front basically stalled across the region, which means that there's the continued threat for showers and storms. The best chance for showers and storms will be from about the capital region on south, as that area will be still in front of that front, and the air will be warmer and more humid in that area. But there's still the chance for a shower or storm across the north country. High temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 70s. We might touch 80 from the capital region on south. By Wednesday, high pressure builds in, so we should have a dry day, though there's still the chance for a lingering shower in southern areas, and we are expecting a partly to mostly sunny day on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 68 to 76. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, chance of a shower south, high in the 70s. Partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.